1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by the Rosen Automotive Group. Save a fistful of dollars. Save time and shop online at rosenautomotive.com.
Rosen, Rosen, Rosen. Rosen, Rosen, Rosen. Rosen!
Guess they can't all be home runs, Rock. It is the theme this time around. Ever drop a boat off a trailer? Couldn't get it out of the water? Couldn't. Who knows what's happened at the boat launch?
It was my third time taking my new boat to our local boat launch. It was unusually busy that day, so I used the extra time to make sure my boat was ready for a speedy launch. So it wouldn't seem he's in a hurry. Or flustered. It was my turn, and from the turnaround to the backup, my kid pulling on the dock line to get the boat off the water, everything was smooth and quick. Up to this point, it was smooth. I put the van in drive, yanked the trailer out, and pulled over to the parking lot. Never noticed my kid waving his arms, screaming, and the people flocking to my boat.
That's never a good sign. Your rearview mirror should driving up.
And he didn't see it. I grabbed my phone, wallet, and started for the boat launch. I noticed my son waving wildly and several people gathering around my boat, but not my boat. Apparently a boat with out the drain plug sinks pretty quickly. After holding up the single-slip boat launch for about an hour, I was finally able to recover my boat and return home for a few motor repairs.
An hour on a busy day. That's like, Rock, roughly what? That's 30 boats that didn't get in the water? You know,
Yeah.
In an hour?
Because some dummy left his plugs out.
They must have been backed up down the street, waited.
Yeah.
But that's the most common thing, I'll bet.
Plugs,
to put the plugs back in.
Right. And you want to pull them out when you're done, too, so you get all the water draining out, you know. So,
sure.
Are they hard to get in and out?
No, that's the thing. They're really simple.
Okay.
It's the simplest of things to do. It really is.
Does it require tons of muscle power?
No, it's like screwing a cap onto a bottle.
There's a couple of different ways. There's, like Brian said, you can just spin them in by hand.
Some are threaded.
There's the ones that are just a plug that the hand that
put it in there and you flip the thing down.
Yeah, up or down. Yeah, it's just and it wedges itself in there. It's the simplest of chores, but.
That's why it's the problem. It's too simple. It's like not enough of a procedure. Oops.
But man, forget it just once. And I won't even say you won't forget it again because I know people who have forgotten it like every other time they go to the lake.
Yeah.
Did you put the plugs in?
Oh, no.
Go to shore. Go to shore. No.
Mine has, it's connected. So when you take off, if you forgot to screw it in, it'll suck back up in there, kind of, and you won't have a full flooding.
Now, I've been told, too, that even if you forget to put the plugs in and you run the boat, you know, like wide open, you can get the water to run out, you know, if you're racing around the lake for a while.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
Right, but
and then you have
who
to race right to
boat
the dock?
In the water and takes off at breakneck speed?
Right.
You're
that's pretty
long.
Tough.
Yeah, I've been on a wave runner where I've gone, why is this so low in the water?
And you come in hot.
Plugs.
Oh, my God. Go to shore. Go to shore now.
All right. 3 years ago, I received a call from my sister-in-law at 5:30 a.m. She was a bit uncertain about what had happened, but my brother had called her and requested she call me to tell me he was stuck at the boat launch on Big Cedar Lake. He asked me to bring some chains and meet him at the launch. Well, you can see what's going on. I arrived about 45 minutes later to find my brother wet and shivering. I asked where he was stuck, and he pointed into the lake.
Everything?
What? Sure enough, the front inch or two of his minivan was protruding from the water.
Oh, come on.
Everything else was underwater.
Right.
Well,
can you imagine the terror you're feeling as you're being pulled back into the lake?
Carrie, how do you do it? Well, there's a lot of stories like this. From what I gather, there's a certain amount of slickness on these boat launches that people don't take into effect.
Okay. You get too far
down. A
lot
of two-wheel drive vehicle programs.
Okay, yeah.
They do something wrong with the boat. It fills up with water. It's
too heavy
to pull.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
How do you do it? There's a million ways.
Because this is Rock. Really Rock's
thing. Look at Rock over there. He's going, mm-hmm. Heard that, seen that.
Yeah, we almost almost had the truck and the boat on the bottom of the lake once. It was forget the plug thing.
Yeah, it's too heavy to pull out.
That it we just hauled back. And
water's heavy. That's a lot of weight there when you get every gallon is like 8 pounds.
Like you said, four-wheel drive is key.
Yeah.
Because if you have two-wheel drive and those two wheels get into the slippery.
Are wet or slick or mud or.
You're,
My cutlass couldn't get the boat up the launch, darn it.
The
broom. Let's bring the riv the next time.
All right, let's just back up here. How much of the
minivan? Inch or two.
That's the nose. That's
Everything else underwater. Here's what happened. While launching, got out of the car to push the boat off the trailer and forgot to put it in park. There's another way it happens. When it started rolling, he jumped back in and accidentally hit the gas, not the brakes, and apparently
so
he was in reverse.
Just
still in reverse.
Drove himself
so
in.
Let's put the lake in a hurry.
Yeah.
Can you imagine seeing that?
Well, you're panicked.
Well, that's okay.
After talking for several minutes about what to do, I noticed his windshield wipers start. 45 minutes after he had submerged the vehicle, something shorted out there. We got the car out, had it towed, and his insurance company totaled it. I am 49, my brother's 51, and nothing about this story is unusual to our relationship. A lot.
Hey,
there's a comment.
You got the chains? Oh, you at the lake?
Yeah. Come to the lake, bring your chains. Oh, boy.
You're in a snowbank? All right, hold on. 20 minutes.
Drove it into the lake. Was still in reverse. He did everything wrong.
What did that sound like when the water hits the back window and you're...
Whoa! Oh, man.
Talk about a surprise.
All right.
All right.
I had a classic retro 60s boat, turquoise interior, a real looker at the launch. The plastic shift control had broken, though, so I needed a pliers to shift it. Found an old guy one day who loved it and told me he could fix it. I took the boat to him, and sure enough, he had a replacement cable that I needed, and he installed it, and soon I was waiting in line to launch on Sturgeon Bay on a beautiful afternoon. Everybody watches something different at the launch. There we were in the water, ready to head out. The 115-horsepower Johnson outboard started with ease, and we prepared to back away from the pier. Looking backward, the boat starts to go forward while in reverse.
Oh, my God.
The old guy,
you know what's happened here?
Yeah,
the old guy
hooked
the cables up backward. Yeah.
Immediate panic sets in. I hit the new lever to stop the boat. Instead, I hit the throttle propelling the boat forward into the concrete launch pad.
Oh.
Thankfully, the next guy was still backing up to launch. The old man tells me later he installed the control cable upside down.
Yeah. Really? Really?
He loved the boat so much, I let him repair the cracked bow. Yeah, you got to get those.
I don't know if I'd go back to him.
Wouldn't you test that out first? Somehow?
I tell you what, it's going to be tough to top the whole trailer, minivan.
Well, let's see.
All that in the lake.
Let's see.
All right.
I was 12 years old and my dad had just purchased a big 19-foot Bayliner. 19 feet. So the first Sunday after making the purchase, we headed out to Big Cedar Lake to drop this beauty in.
Does everyone go for their
the inaugural?
Mom and Dad packed up the four kids, ranging in age from 2 to 12, and headed out for a day of fun.
Yes, let's get on the lake.
Knew we weren't in for a day of fun when it took Dad 15 minutes to go back and forth trying to get the boat lined up to the boat launch.
Hang on, stop.
Hold on, I'll get this time. How many times? How long?
15 minutes. Of course, this was a hot summer day, and as every minute passed, more boats lined up and more irritated seamen were waiting in line.
I've actually seen people go, do you want me to back it in for you? I've seen people just give up and have somebody else do it,
which is time effective. You won't learn, but.
Yeah, we'll do it at home in the driveway, try and back it up there.
Okay. So we get the boat finally lined up, and Dad backs in. Then the following occurred.
Okay. So finally got her in the lake after like 15, 20 minutes of trying to get down the ramp. Mm-hmm.
One, after getting the boat backed up in the water, Dad realizes he left the electronic hookup to the trailer light still attached. He guns the van forward to avoid shorting out the unit.
Okay.
And forgets he has loosened the ropes holding the boat on the trailer.
It lands.
The boat is yet out of the water and hanging halfway off the trailer, inches from the ground. Two, we finally get the boat in the water. Dad puts me in and tells me to start it while he parks the van. I turn the key and nothing.
He's 12, too.
Yeah. Old men staring down at me as I twist in the wind. Turns out the battery was not hooked up. Three.
You know, you're 12, he's just panicked.
Right. Yeah, you don't know what you're
doing. You're already exasperated. You've backed
up. Right, your dad's already
mad.
All
stuff. Okay, get the boat back on the trailer, back in the water.
Battery's not hooked up.
Wow. Well, now he's just sitting there. Reet, reet,
no, it's
reet,
click,
nothing.
Click, not even a reet.
I hook up the battery and Dad screams to me to put the engine down and pull over to the dock. Motor won't go down. Seems Dad forgot to remove the bracket that holds the motor in place when trailering.
Right.
Can't figure it out for 15 minutes and burn out the battery in the meantime. Four. As we were trying to figure out why the motor won't go down, we noticed the boat is filling with water. One ticked off boater who was enjoying the show asks in a very loud voice, "Hey, genius, do you remember the plug?"
Now is not the time to call him a genius either.
To which my usually calm father replied, "No, a-hole, I have four kids."
What's that have to do with the plug?
Wow, don't blame them. The kid hooked the battery up.
Before a fight ensued, we ended up pulling the boat out and spending the rest of the day driving back with my sister asking the whole way, "When are we going to get the boat in the water?" This is real as it gets. I'm on a boat, motherfucker. Is that all the time we have?
I'm afraid so, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even get to the
hammers. I know. We'll try and do more later on.
All right.
That was only four stories, and they were home runs. Those are Prince Fielder distance home runs.